Weekly conversation time with General Manager Rick Smith. And you said Rock'em Sock'em football would be on the docket when the Texans took on Chicago. That was the case. And right off the bat, first play defensively, Danielle Manning comes in, pops the ball loose. When he was signed, a lot of people outside of, you know, on the outside of things said, oh, that's nice. It's a nice throw-in with that cornerback y'all got, Jonathan Joseph. He was never a throw-in, and he's clearly not. That's not been the case with the Texans.
Not at all. And we've talked long and often about how significant his contributions are to our football team. That was obviously a big game for him going back to Chicago. And you're right. During that, if you think back to post-lockout, that abbreviated, hurried, crazy period that we had in free agency, you know, we were chasing one player. And we made a decision internally that we might be better served going and adding two players to our secondary, and it's worked out well for us.
Yeah, you add Manning, you add Joseph. And in the offseason, the coaching staff turned over, and Vance Joseph came in as well. Those three guys have been huge as far as influencing what Kareem Jackson's been able to do. It hasn't been just those three guys. Kareem's done a lot on his own, too, but what a night for Kareem. What a season for Kareem, isn't it?
He's playing at an extremely high level. Very proud of him, you know. And obviously, you know, when you draft a guy in the first round and you put him out there at that position, he's going to have some bumps, you know, and he's going to have some games where, you know, people might, you know, make plays on him. And certainly that was the case. But he's always competed. He's always, you know, tried to play at a high level. And the thing that I've just been impressed with him this year is he watched Jonathan Joseph come in. And Jonathan's a consummate professional. He trains, he works on his technique, he watches film. Kareem can play more aggressively now because he's doing the things that you need to do in order to go out and play confidently. And that's what he's doing, and I'm just happy as heck for him.
Hey, this is an odd stretch. You get three games, you play three games in the span of 11 days. That's because you play the Lions on Thanksgiving morning, Thanksgiving afternoon. What's that do for you? How does that make your job different?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, whenever the schedule changes and you've got the team adjusting, then we correspondingly have to adjust with respect to operations. And so we obviously are traveling a little bit differently. Practice schedules are different. So we're making sure that internally we've got everything set up for our players and that we've got all the schedules lined up so that we get the preparation that we need done. And we get the players moved and then everything set up so that we can make sure that what you try to do is keep everything as routine as possible. And obviously with a different schedule like that, you can't keep everything the same. But as many of those elements as you can, you try to keep them consistent.
How impressed are you in the locker room these days after a win at the way this team handles a win?
You know, I just think we're a mature football team. You know, I think, you know, the reason why we're successful is because we've got good perspective. Our players understand that they've got to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in order to have a chance to play well on Sunday. And they come to work every day with that attitude. And if we continue to do that and continue to put the work in, I've said this consistently this year because that's the formula. I think our guys understand that formula and they are executing it. And as long as we continue to do that, then we're going to play good football.
As a safety at Purdue back in the late 80s, early 90s, you brushed up against Bill Kolar. He was a coach there. He's now the defensive line coach. Had to leave before the game even started because of a blood clot issue. But, you know, knock wood, he's all fine. He's back in Houston now. How impressed with what the defensive line did without him were you?
Well, you know, obviously, this league is about adjusting. And to the degree that you can adjust to unusual circumstances or unexpected circumstances will dictate how successful you are, and our guys did a nice job. Obviously, we were concerned, you know, for Bill, and you're right, he's going to be fine. You're right, our relationship goes back, you know, 25 years, so there's some personal concern there. But again, you know, I think we talked recently about our medical staff and the job that they do, and the fact that Jeff Kaplan, our head athletic trainer, and Walt Lowe. You know, our doctor, in conjunction with Jim Muntz back here in Houston, that they were able to identify what they thought, you know, was an issue and get Bill to the hospital before the game, you know, may have saved his life, you know, and it's that significant. And so, but that's another example of what a great job our medical staff does, you know, not only for our players, but for our staff as well. And so You know, for those guys to go out and play, you know, Gary talked to him before, let him know that he was going to be fine so we could go. But we got no sacks, and so the guys are ribbing Bill because they need him out there to call, make those line calls and stunts. But the way that they went out and performed in that game, and we wouldn't have talked a lot about that in this session, but just so proud of our football team, the way that they came out and in that environment, under those circumstances, in that kind of game and situation, the way that they played and performed, it was just incredible.
So is the no sacks clearly an indictment of Coach Antonio Smith and his line calls?
I would imagine. I think it at least gives Bill some credence to come back and say that he's got some value.
Yeah, there's some job security there. Well, thanks as always for the time, and we will talk again with General Manager Rick Smith in a weekly conversation soon.